Hello friends, and welcome to yet another episode of MMA Diaries by Patrick. I'm your host Nitin Patrick, and today we talk about the roundup of UFC 282 and Bellator fights that happened 289. So, let me just start with the controversial card. One of the best fight cards, but as well as the most controversial, because it's Las Vegas, baby. And every fight which goes to the scorecard is always going to be controversial, and that's what it was. But let's not forget that the early prelims, the preliminary cards were amazing. We had so many amazing KOs. Jairzinho, 23 seconds. Edmund Shahbazi in the second round, four minutes and 41 seconds, TKO. And then the phenom, Rahul Rosa Jr., 18 years of age, and in round one, he submits his opponent. Then when we come to the main fight card, a packed fight card where Bryce Mitchell was supposed to win against Ilya Topuria, but Ilya Topuria just overcame and defeated him in submission. Man, that was a match. That was a really good match. Didn't expect that. In the middleweight, we had Darren Till versus Du Plessis. And Du Plessis was hammering Darren Till, and Darren Till weathered the storm in the first round, and then second and third, Du Plessis got him onto the floor and then submitted him on third round. Darren Till is in a three-loss skid, which is a little difficult, but still, he weathered the takedowns, he weathered the submissions till he could, and that was great. Then, coming up to the catchweight, that was Santiago Poncibio versus Alex Moreno, who was a short notice fighter, Alex, who came in replacement for Robbie Lawler. I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing it wrong. But Santiago weathered the storm. He managed to get an up and upcoming fighter, managed to get him in the third round by a TKO, but it wasn't easy for Santiago because he was prepared for a southpaw in Robbie Lawler. And with Alex Moreno, it was a young and upcoming fighter, and that was a difficult thing. And in the third round, his team said that he was down 2-0 and he needs to get a TKO, and boy did he get that TKO. Amazing. I mean, till that time, the fight card was the best fight card that you could see. The prelims were cracking. The prelims, the early prelims, and then the main card, up till that was great. But after that, the main cards, when it started with Paddy Pimblett and Jared Gordon and Jan Bohovic and Magomed and Klev. Let's talk about Paddy Pimblett first. Technically, the first two rounds were amazing. The third round, Jared Gordon was on the cage on him, and it was not a really good sight, but everybody has this thing that, you know, Jared Gordon was winning the round easily. I didn't see it that way so easily, but I have a thing to say over here that, you know, if you leave it to the judges' scorecard, it's never going to be easy, because they always look at control, dominance, number of strikes, position times, etc. And sometimes even the psychological thing that, are you winning the battle with the person or not? And that's what played over here. And Paddy Pimblett was always looking confident everywhere he was going. Whether he was holding on him to the cage or whatever was happening, I think the cage hold was a bit too much for long that Gordon had Paddy onto the cage, but the refs didn't stop it, which is very surprising for me. But anyways, it was what it was. His pay-per-view debut, Paddy Pimblett's, but he is an upcoming star, so no doubt about that. But his fights, he is getting tougher and tougher opponents, and it is getting challenging. It will not be easy for him to win everything. Now let's come to the most controversial fight. Jan Blachowicz and Magomed Ankalaev. The lightweight heavyweight title, which was given up by Jerry, and because of his shoulder injury, and this was supposed to be initially a title contender fight because Jerry was supposed to fight against Glover Teixeira, but Teixeira couldn't fight Ankalaev in a short notice, so Jan Blachowicz and Ankalaev fight was the title fight. Initially a 3-round fight which turned into a 5-round championship fight. I think for the first 3 rounds Jan Blachowicz was dominating and destroying Ankalaev's legs, well executed punches, etc. But the next 2 rounds Ankalaev was dominating by getting him on the ground and pounding him. He nearly even matched and overtook in the kind of strikes that he did with Jan, and significantly I would say even Jan knew that he lost this fight, but it looked from a damaging total control position and things like that, Ankalaev was the winner. But when it went to the decision, it went for a decision, a draw, which is very surprising, very, very surprising. And even Ankalaev was so pissed off that he said that maybe I have to think of going to another promotion or something like that. And at that point of time, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he would think about it, because he was robbed, surely. But still, somewhere down the line, I feel it's a decent decision. When I look back into the strikes, the momentum, the point system and things like that. But Las Vegas, New York are always controversial places where these kind of matches happen, and I'm not very surprised. But because of this, now the title fight for the lightweight is going to be between Teixeira and Jermyn Hill, which is going to be interesting, because now then the next guy who they have to fight is between these two, and these two might probably get a rematch to prove their point. So let's see, that's going to be pretty amazing. In the week's roundup, in Bellator, Rafael Stotts defeats Sabatello to win the interim battle bantamweight title in the bantamweight Grand Prix semifinals. And Liz Carmochi defeated Julian Velasquez. And Patchy Mix defeated Magomedov. Interesting name, Magomedov. So for the bantamweight Grand Prix itself, so it's going to be interesting. Patchy versus Stotts for $1 million. So pretty excited to see that. Let's see how it goes. And this was one of the last pay-per-views that was there for UFC. Now I think they're going to be going with the smaller events, and they're going to end it with Sean Strickland and Jared Cannonier fights by the end of the year, and I'm pretty excited to see that brawl and see what happens with that. A quick shout out to the people who have listened to my show and have given me positive, constructive feedback as well on what to improve. I am working on those. So a big shout out to the fans who are watching, hearing, listening, wherever you are. And this is Nitin Patrick signing out.